I'd like us to start by thinking about what a burden it must have been for Jesus that he had to carry his own cross. Of course, by that time that he was carrying it, he'd already had a sleepless night, and more than a sleepless night. He had been beaten, had a crown of thorns placed on his head and struck on his head with a staff. John didn't mention that, but the Synoptic Gospels, the other Gospels, mention that. And more than all of that, he had been flogged, which means that he would have been struck over and over and over again on his back with a whip. Quite likely, his back had been torn open. How exceedingly painful that had to be. And then he had to carry a cross. It was such a burden that, according to the other Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Simon of Cyrene eventually had to help him because he was not able to carry it all the way by himself. So Simon was pressed into service and carried it also. But actually, carrying that cross, that physical burden, that was the lighter burden. The scriptures talk about the way in which Jesus took upon himself our sins. Repeatedly in that passage from Isaiah, it talks about the suffering servant suffering for the transgressors, taking their iniquities upon himself, taking their sins upon himself. When Paul reflects upon the crucifixion and the meaning of the death of Christ in 2 Corinthians, he says that God made him who knew no sin, that is, he never sinned, God made him who knew no sin to be sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. What a burden that must have been, that he took our sins upon him and all the sins of the world. When I think of some of the sins in my own life, there is certainly guilt that I feel and a sense of shame that I feel for things that I have done or things that I have said or what I've left undone that I should have done. I would guess that every single one of us knows that feeling, the guilt of our sin, whatever that might be, whether it be greed or envy or gossip or anger or hatred or violence, all of those things. And Jesus, who had no sin of his own, he took all that upon himself. I recall many years ago now, at least to me it seems like many years ago, watching the movie Saving Private Ryan. Some of you may have seen it. It was made, I don't remember, maybe 15 years ago, 20 years ago, something like that. It was a movie that was depicting in film some of the experience of D-Day when the Allied forces invaded the beaches in Normandy. It was hard to watch. And I knew as I was watching it that it was Hollywood production, so the things that were happening were not real as they were being shown on the film. But it was hard to watch because it was showing the soldiers being killed. We think of other things that maybe we have seen on the news or watched. I think back to 9/11. I was sitting in my living room, and someone gave me a call and told me what had happened, and I turned the TV on and I was watching. How horrifying that was. We who are sinners have that sense of horror sometimes at what human beings can do to one another. Imagine what it was like for the perfect Son of God to not just see what other people were doing to one another, but to bear that in his own spirit. He hadn't earned any of that. He hadn't committed any of those sins. It was ours. The sins of all the people that had gone before him, and the sins of those who were alive while he was there, and the sins of all of us who came after. So as terrible as it would have been to carry the cross out to Golgotha, I think that was the easy part, was the weight of our shame and our guilt. The weight of all the wrongs that the human race has done. That's what he took upon himself. That was the cup that he had to drink. Because he had such love for his heavenly Father. Because he was so perfect in obedience to his heavenly Father. Because he had such love for sinners. He went willingly. He bore all of that so that indeed in him we could become the righteousness of God. We're going to have a few moments of silence, and I hope you will maybe think about your own life for a minute or two and some of those wrongs perhaps that you have done. I'll be thinking about some of the wrongs that I have done. And how wonderful for us that our Savior came and he intercedes for us. And he took all that shame and guilt upon himself. So we are forgiven.